AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says the Confederate flag is too divisive to fly in front of the state capitol.
We are here in a moment of unity in our state without ill will to say it's time to move the flag from the capitol grounds.
Haley reversed her position on the flag after a young white man who embraced it as a symbol of white supremacy was charged with murder in the deaths of 9 black church members in Charleston. A top Mississippi lawmaker is joining her in saying the Confederate battle emblem is offensive. Republican House Speaker Philip Gunn says remembering the past is important, but that does not mean we must let it define us. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says parts of the Midwest are cleaning up after severe weather.
There has been numerous reports of high winds and there are a few tornadoes across parts of Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and into southern Michigan.
A tornado touched down in a small western Michigan community, Portland, winds of about 100 miles per hour. A mother and 2 small children were helped from a collapsed Goodwill store there. Officials say a wind gust of 95 miles an hour was recorded near Sheldon, Iowa, where there's also reported damage to property and trees. High winds also lifted the roof off a Menominee, Illinois fire station. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has announced he'll be battling cancer. Hogan, who's been in office just 5 months, says doctors have found very advanced and very aggressive cancer of the lymph nodes.
It's an aggressive B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hogan says he'll fight for full recovery and will continue to work. Hip-hop mogul Diddy has been arrested on the campus of UCLA where his son's on the football team. The charge against Sean Combs, suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. Campus police say the weapon was a kettlebell, which is used in weight training. This is AP Radio News. A single-engine plane registered to Oscar-winning Titanic composer James Horner crashed Monday in Southern California, but the identity of the one person who died has not been released. Horner composed Titanic's theme song, My Heart Will Go On, sung by Celine Dion. His attorney says no one has heard from Horner since the crash. General Mills is dropping artificial colors and flavors from its cereals. Trix and Reese's Puffs will be among the first cereals to undergo the changes. Houston shopper Ronnie Espling likes the move.
I think that people right now are kind of wanting things to be more natural. That's definitely a huge phase that's going on. The Whole Foods is huge right now, especially with the younger crowd and the demographic. I think people just want to know what they're eating.
The U.S. team has advanced to the Women's World Cup quarterfinals, beating Colombia 2-0, and will take on China Friday in Ottawa. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.